blocked right off the end, runs 2 yards and turns around and catches that pass, and he almost lost it on his own, but a great play to get the first down.
Brennan Wisner right through the middle, but more likely this one's going to be coming back. We have a flag at the initial line of scrimmage, as this would be a sideline warning against USA. So Brennan Wisner will get credit for a 5-yard gain on first and 10. He's all the way down to the 42-yard line of USA. Second and 5 in USA territory, right to left cross your radio. No score, 9:15 left in the first. Wisner in the pistol, and he's going to keep it for himself, dragging a defender to the original line of scrimmage. We have a late flag on the tackle, as that one didn't amount to much. On the bottom of that pile for USA, Cooper Caulfield, a linebacker, brought up sophomore. A personal foul face mask against USA will be the penalty. Regardless if it's a 5-yard or 15, it's going to be a first down, and they're going to walk off 15 yards face mask against USA's defense. And this is going to push Lakers all the way down to the 28-yard line, first and 10.
Well, the official in the middle of the field, he's facing the Laker offense, and he had a good view of that helmet getting jerked the other direction. So an easy call there for him, and good field position now for the Laker offense.
Wisner on the handoff to Hunter Seely, dives back in, gets down to the 25-yard line, and it is a 3-yard gain. A 3-yard gain for Hunter Seely, and that one brings up a second and 7. Brought down by the linebacker core of USA.
Yeah, liking the read option out of the pistol. This time he gives it to Seely. He finds a quick gap, gets a nice gain on first down, and no huddle. They're right into it. Here we go again.
It's a handoff to Keegan Valentine. His first carry of the night. Gets across the 30, 25-yard line, down to the 22. Brought down by number 45, Macklin Gettle. Sets up a third down, 4 yards to go for the Lakers.
That time they add Keegan Valentine to the mix and run a triple option. They give it to option one, which is Valentine right up the middle, and he pushes the pile forward for a couple more.
Pistol to the right. Wisner keeps it for himself. He's across the across the 20, and he has the first down marker. He's close to the marker. And on the tackle, we have another flag. That tackle was brought in by number 13, Tanner Foley.
I think, Clark, this one, again, is going to be on the USA defense, whether it be a face mask or horse collar, but it's going to be a big one again on the Patriots.
It's a face mask 5-yard penalty against Lakers, or excuse me, against USA. So even if Wisner did not have the first down, this is a 5-yard walk-off, and this one is going to put them inside the 15-yard line at the 14. First and 10 from the USA 14. 7:55 left in the first. No score. The Lakers on their first drive. Wisner on the keeper, trying to get through. He does.
He
breaks
the
free.
Hole.
Touchdown, Lakers. Brennan Wisner runs in from 14 yards out for the score, and Lakers strikes first. It's Lakers 6, USA nothing. We have a flag after the play right at the goal line.
This is an easy call here. Aaron Sines, number 10, did not realize how deep into the end zone he was, and he tackled Brennan Wisner. I'm not kidding you, probably 8 yards deep into the end zone, so he's going to get a personal foul for that. I don't think it was heinous by any means, but he definitely did make a tackle in the back half of the end zone without even realizing it.
So that personal foul will be credited on the kickoff. Personal foul against USA. So they bring out the kick team. Keegan Valentine has a good arm, good leg on him, but he's going directly into this crosswind, which if you're looking at the uprights, will be going right to left. The kick is up, and this one is through the uprights. It is good. Keegan Valentine makes it 7-0. Lakers leading the USA with 7:44 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory. inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Lakers will be kicking off from the USA 45 after a score, and they're going for the onside kick. It didn't quite get 10 yards, so Keegan Valentine, who was right on top of it, had to hold off. And number 80, Travis Kreiderman for USA jumps on that one. So it'll be first and 10 for the Patriots at their own 35-yard line. They're down a score, 7-0 Lakers leading.
Wow, Lakers tried to catch him sleeping. The Patriots or having none of it. The kick, fortunately, did not quite get 10 yards, but didn't matter. USA dropped down to their knees and covered it up nicely, recovering the ball with great field position now for Foley and this Patriot offense.
First and 10 from the 35, left to right across your radio. T formation, Foley under center. Awaiting the snap, there it is, and it's a handoff to his actually going to be quarterback keeper. He's across the 40 and drags his defender all the way out to the 44. Tackle by Jacob Kretschmer, number 52.
Number 7, Clark.
Seven.
That's Keegan.
How about that? I should have known.
You should have known. He's back. And already one tackle on the night for Keegan Valentine.
So that's a 8-yard gain for Tanner Foley, the quarterback. Second and 2 from their own 43.
Yeah, more traditional wing T offense. Everyone on the line. Three running backs in a line in the backfield. He fakes it to all three of them and then follows those three through the same hole on the left side and gets a nice gain on first down, but the yellow handkerchief already out on the field, Clark.
And this was even far beyond the snap, and it came from the far sideline, Judge. And it's going to be on the hard count, a offsides encroachment of the neutral zone. First down for USA, a 5-yard penalty against the Lakers, offsides.
So far, four penalties already in this game. Very surprised by that. Both teams well-coached, very disciplined. I expect to see these handkerchiefs to be going away very soon.
T formation, Foley under center. USA trying to get something going here, trailing 7-0. It's a handoff to number 45. He's out for the running. Macklin Gettle, he's across midfield. He's still on his feet at the 30-yard line. It takes a whole gang of Lakers to bring him down at the 25-yard line. It's a 27-yard pickup for Macklin Gettle, out for the running, and they're on the edge of the Laker red zone.
Wow, the Lakers had the line stuffed. Macklin Gettle actually leaps over a defender that was laying on the ground, and then about 8 yards down the field, in the very middle of the field, it looked like he was about to be tackled, drags defenders all the way down the field, and finally, the last resort, the defensive back, Brennan Wisner, back there, makes the touchdown-saving tackle. Otherwise, USA responds very quickly.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line of Laker territory. USA trailing 7-0 with the ball, T formation. It's a handoff to number 10, Aaron Sines. Yep, that was Aaron Sines, and nothing going there as the fakes were going, running out their fakes. No gain on that one. Stopped by the front line of Lakers. We'll give that credit to number 50, Nicholas Bajarski, a junior on that line for Lakers, second and 10.
Yeah, the defensive line stood their ground, won the battle there. Joseph McCardle's the other defensive tackle. They both stood up their offensive guards, plugged the hole, and nowhere to go for Aaron Sines.
Second and 10, T formation. Working off that left hash, Foley is under center. Three men in the backfield. There's the snap, and it's a quarterback keeper around the right end trying to get something going. Hits a defender. Keegan Valentine was there to meet him at the 22-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Sets up now a second down, seven to go. That's third down, seven to go for USA at the Laker 22, trailing 7-0. 5 minutes remain in the first.
Well, Tanner Foley running the read option very well. He put the ball in Aaron Sines' lap. seen nothing again for Aaron Sines. Pulls it out, takes it himself, and really had nothing. It was just an individual great effort by him until Keegan Valentine wrapped him up to get 3 yards out of it. Otherwise, he had nothing. So third and seven now for the Patriots.
From the 22-yard line, Foley hands it off to number 20, and he has room to run.
Oh, what a stiff arm.
Down to the 10, all the way down to the 7-yard line.